Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Greg Mishner. Greg Mishner joined the organization 7 years ago as the Senior Vice President of Operations for Affinity, a U.S. division of the larger MyHub International parent company in the U.K. MyHub, an international supplier of corporate clothing uniform solution, offers partnership programs from businesses to individuals across their network of affiliates, including Affinity, Alexandra, Dimensions, and Yaffe. Well, good afternoon, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Brian. Thank you for having me.
You bet. This is exciting. Again, we just talked a little bit here before we got on behind the microphone here. But again, another day, another podcast with some great guests. And we get to hear a little bit about Greg and your career and what you're doing. So we're going to jump right into the questions, Greg. You've got quite the career in consulting, finance, operations, and now you're the Chief Operating Officer for Affinity. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Well, that's an interesting question. My background is quite unique. I really enjoy what I do at Affinity Apparel as Chief Operating Officer. What's inspired me over the years is really about entrepreneurial. My family has some businesses, IT businesses, plumbing businesses. And, you know, through my career, I enjoyed finance and operations. And every time I've worked for an organization, I always want to know how things work. So throughout my career, I've done every job in each company, which has kind of propelled me throughout, the process, and which has brought me to my position today at Affinity.
Thank you, Greg. And I think really people that have really, I would say, grown the most is business people, executives like yourselves who have really diversified in their career as far as role, as far as industry. And you've clearly done that. So I appreciate you sharing that. We've all had to make these sacrifices during this lockdown, right, Greg? So what's your plans for business growth going forward? And will it be any different than during the lockdown?
Actually, it's changed a little. We are a corporate apparel company. So we actually provide a website for businesses to order their uniform. So we operate almost like an e-commerce, similar to an Amazon or a Walmart online shopping experience. So most of our storefront is really behind the scenes at a distribution center. Now, really what has changed during the pandemic is our staff in the office. You know, a lot of that has gone to remote from home positions, which has kind of worked out well for us. I think we have people all around the country. And they actually live close to the customers they manage and do uniforms for, like Mary Kay, McDonald's, Hawaiian Airlines. So people live on either side of the U.S. to be able to manage those programs. So I think it's less travel, less office time, and actually gives people more time with their families.
Thank you. And I think that's unique for not just for your business, but for the customer when you're able to have people that actually work in a particular community or time zone makes business a lot more connected to your customer. So thank you. And Greg, this is a technology podcast and platform and digital publication. So we'd like to ask if you're leveraging any new or emerging technologies with either in your tech stack or your business. And if not, maybe you found there's a cool tool or app that you found helpful.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously Teams is big for us as a company. We've always used conference calling, and I think Microsoft Teams has been huge. But we do use technology because we are an e-com platform. We use a software called WebJaguar, which is our website e-com site. And what that does is it allows us to build a website for a company. An employee can use allowance spend, payroll deduct, or even a credit card spend. And they could be individual or it could be a combination of those. We also do provide websites for companies like Nissan Automotive Group that actually do points. So what they do is they give employees, you have 5 points
every year or 10 points every year, and they're allowed to go purchase uniforms using those points. So as technology advances, it allows us to do those types of things within the platforms we currently hold.
Thank you for sharing that. And it's just, again, one way that we can help incentivize staff or consumers with some of the really cool technology out there. And Greg, last question, could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in leadership or operations?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about grit and hard work. You know, I think, you know, it's grabbing the shovel and be able to do and pitch in. And, you know, I think that's kind of what I've done throughout my career is there is no positions, right? There is no titles. Everybody is pitching in to get the job done and to work hard. I mean, you spend probably as much time or more time with the people you work with as you do with your family. So they are family, and, you know, you're trying to accomplish something and, you know, make the place or the company a better place. And I think that has helped me throughout my career is, you know, an all-in approach.
Thank you for sharing, Greg. Appreciate the gems, the nuggets, as we call them here on the show. And again, can't wait to get this podcast out to the great people that are listening in. So thank you again. And Greg, last thing, I just want to let you know, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Appreciate it, Brian. Thanks for having me on the show.
Bye for now.